Ever wondered what happens to those beautiful wooded meadows when we leave them alone? You know, those biodiverse havens shaped by centuries of, well, us?
It's a fascinating question.
It is. And today we're diving deep into a site in Sweden where time has almost stayed still since 1923. Vessers Ud.
Ah, Vessers Ed, a place where researchers have been meticulously tracking the trees and shrubs since 1937.
Talk about a treasure trove of data.
It's almost unheard of in ecological research to have such long-term data. Imagine nearly a century of change unfolding right before our eyes.
Like a time machine for ecology. So, paint us a picture. What did this meadow look like back in the day, and what's happened since humans stepped back?
Picture a meadow, sunlight streaming down, dotted with juniper, apple trees, hawthorn, roses, all basking in the open conditions.
Sounds idyllic.
It was. But over the past century, the forest has been slowly closing in. The rules of the game have changed.
Okay, so walk us through that. What happens as the forest canopy grows denser? What does that mean for our meadow plants?
Light. It becomes this precious resource. The competition for it becomes fierce.
A botanical battle royale?
You could say that. Trees, and hazel in particular, which really dominates this site, they've been thriving in the shade, growing taller, slowly pushing out those sun-loving species.
So, who are the biggest losers in this shady takeover?
Juniper trees have been hit incredibly hard. We're talking a 94% decline since 1937.
94%! Wow!
Almost like stepping into a different world.
It is. And what about the other meadow species? Are they facing a similar fate?
Overall, those original meadow-loving species, they've crashed by 83% in less than a century. A massive loss of biodiversity.
That's a huge red flag. It's not just the trees themselves, is it? There's also the impact of browsing animals, right?
You're right. Deer and wild boar have been putting extra pressure on certain species like hawthorn. They love to munch on these plants.
Adding insult to injury.
The researchers even found evidence of plants with multiple stems, likely caused by repeated browsing.
So they're constantly being nibbled down, these poor hawthorns. Is there any good news in this story? Are any of those original species managing to hang on?
There is a glimmer of hope. It's incredible, really. Even after 100 years, some of those original species are still clinging to existence. Some apple trees, hawthorns, and roses.
The last survivors of a bygone era.
Exactly that.
But they're not exactly thriving, are they?
That's where things get even more interesting. They might be surviving, but they're not reproducing successfully under these new conditions. It's like they're holding on by a thread. And that's where the story takes an unexpected turn.
Okay.
Because unlike those struggling meadow species, there's a newcomer on the scene that
Yeah.
seems to be absolutely loving these shadier conditions.
You're talking about the gooseberries, right? I was wondering when we get to those. What's the deal with them thriving while everything else seems to be struggling?
It's a real head scratcher, especially since they're not even native to this area.
Oh.
But there they are, happily growing in the shade while the original inhabitants are fading away.
It's wild. It makes you wonder, what's their secret? Are they just tougher than the rest?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
This particular study doesn't give us all the answers,
Right.
but it's possible the gooseberries are just better equipped to handle these shadier, more competitive conditions. Or maybe deer and boar don't find them as tasty. Gives
Interesting.
them a leg up in the survival game.
Yeah, like a botanical mystery for the ages. It really shows you how complex these ecosystems are, with all these interconnected factors shaping which species thrive and which ones falter. But it also makes me think about our role in all of this. Should we be stepping in to try to restore these meadows to their former glory? Or do we just let nature take its course, even if it means losing some of that original biodiversity?
The age-old dilemma of conservation. And it's a question without easy answers.
It feels like it.
This research at Vessers Ud is so valuable because it gives us this incredible window into the long-term changes that happen when human intervention stops.
Yeah.
It's like a living laboratory of ecological succession.
It's like we're getting a glimpse into the past, seeing how these wooded meadows would have transitioned into forests over time, even without human influence.
Exactly. And that knowledge is invaluable, especially as these types of ecosystems are disappearing globally at an alarming rate.
That's right.
But it's also a stark reminder that our actions have consequences.
So it's not just about studying these changes, it's about figuring out what our responsibility is in all of this.
Precisely. Do we try to recreate the past? Or do we accept the change is inevitable and focus on managing these ecosystems for the future? These are the tough questions this research forces us to confront.
It's true, and it highlights the importance of long-term thinking, doesn't it? We're talking about changes that unfold over decades, even centuries. It's a completely different timescale than what we're used to as humans.
Absolutely. We can't hope to understand these complex systems if we're only looking at them in snapshots.
We need that bigger picture.
We need more studies like this one, tracking change over generations.
Generations.
To truly grasp the long-term impact of our action.
It's a humbling thought, isn't it? Recognizing the scale of ecological time. But before we get too philosophical, I want to circle back to something you said earlier about these wooded meadows disappearing globally. This research is focused on a single site in Sweden.
Right.
But it feels like the implications are much bigger than that.
You're absolutely right. What's happening at Vesers Ud is a microcosm of a much larger story.
Okay.
A story that's playing out in wooded meadows around the world.
Interesting.
These ecosystems are incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
They support a huge diversity of life, help regulate our climate, and offer countless benefits to humans.
Benefits we probably don't even fully understand yet.
Exactly. Yet they're often overlooked and underappreciated.
And because they've been shaped by human interaction for centuries, it makes you wonder what happens when that delicate balance is disrupted.
Precisely. And that's what makes this research so crucial.
Okay.
By understanding how these ecosystems respond to change, we can start to develop more effective conservation strategies.
So it's like we need to learn the rules of the game before we can start playing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Strategies that are tailored to the specific needs of each location, not just a one-size-fits-all approach.
So it's not about trying to freeze these meadows in time, but rather understanding the forces at play so we can make informed decisions about how to manage them going forward.
Exactly. It's about working with nature, not against it.
And that's where this research really shines.
It gives us the tools and the knowledge to do just that.
So what are those tools? What kind of concrete steps can we take, based on what we've learned at Vesers Ud, to protect these vanishing ecosystems?
Well, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, right?
We can't
just, like, plant more trees and call it a day.
Yeah, right.
This research really highlights the need for, you know, targeted strategic approaches to conservation.
So it's like a game of ecological chess. We need to carefully consider the unique needs of each species and adapt our conservation strategies accordingly.
Precisely. In some cases, it might mean carefully thinning out the canopy to create more light, you know?
Yeah.
For those sun-loving species like juniper and apple trees, giving them a fighting chance.
To make a comeback. What else can we take away from this research?
Connectivity.
Okay.
It's not enough to just focus on these isolated pockets of wooded meadows.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the bigger picture, about creating corridors that allow plants and animals to move between different areas.
So it's about thinking beyond borders, recognizing that these ecosystems are interconnected even across vast distances.
Exactly, especially as the climate changes.
Right.
You know, forcing many species to shift their ranges in search of suitable conditions.
Right.
Those corridors, those could be the difference between survival and extinction for some species.
It's true. It really highlights how interconnected our planet truly is.
It is.
What happens in one small corner of Sweden can have ripple effects across the globe.
Absolutely. And that brings us to, I think, the final provocative thought I want to leave you with today.
Okay.
Imagine if we could replicate this kind of long-term research in wooded meadows around the world.
Wow. Yeah.
Think of the insights we could gain.
It'd be like having a global network of these living laboratories, each one revealing the unique story of these ecosystems.
Precisely. By comparing and contrasting the findings from different locations, we could really deepen our understanding of the complex factors shaping these ecosystems and in turn develop even more effective conservation strategies.
It's like piecing together this giant ecological puzzle, one wooded meadow at a time. We've been able to take this deep dive into the world of wooded meadows, thanks to the long-term research at Vesers Ud, but it's clear that this is just one piece of a much larger and more complex story.
It certainly is.
But it's a story worth telling.
Oh, absolutely.
These ecosystems deserve our attention, our protection, and like you've shown us today, they have so much to teach us.
So much.
To our listener, we hope this deep dive into the world of wooded meadows has sparked your curiosity.
Yes.
Maybe even inspired you to learn more.
There you go.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep marveling at the wonders of our natural world.